In the Stillness Speaks book, it says that every ending is a little death. Whenever a situation comes to an end, because the form of that situation dissolves. And rather than resisting that, allow the form to dissolve. Because the form is never it, and the form is not who you are. Who you are is always hiding underneath the form, or deep inside as the formless essence of this form. And when that dissolves, it's beautiful because the essence shines through even more. So as this gathering dissolves, the essence of this gathering, if you allow the ending to be there, shines through even more. Some people find that when their spiritual teacher dies, although I don't know when this body is going to go, but when their spiritual teacher dies, it's a beautiful thing, because suddenly there's only, where there was the form, there's only an emptiness. And that emptiness is more powerful, a more powerful opening even than the form. And the great teachers leave behind an enormous space in the fabric of existence when they pass away. They leave behind a black hole. I saw that very clearly within a space of 2 weeks or so. I was in India, in Tiruvannamalai, at the ashram of Ramana Maharshi, where I watched the pilgrims every evening circumambulate, I think that's the word, it means going around the samadhi, the place, the burial place or whatever of Ramana Maharshi, where they built a stone sculpture as if he were still sitting there, unfortunately. But they get drawn, and they were all going around it. It's quite a large space, hundreds of people walking around and around and around. 2 weeks later, we were in Assisi, where St. Francis lived, and there in the basement of the church, there's his tomb. Also, they had built a similar structure, and there was a continuous stream of people walking around and around and around. And I saw the similarity, and I saw the image of they are walking around the black hole that was left behind, an opening into the formless. They were phenomena that opened up the fabric of phenomenal, physical, sense-perceived existence to make room for the divine to shine through, the formless one life, one consciousness. But ultimately, it's everybody's destiny to be that opening. And so we use the expression that you are becoming transparent to that. And the best way to becoming transparent to that is through surrender. Resistance creates more density in the form. Surrender makes you transparent. So the power of the universe moves through you. You become less as a person, less of a person, and more who you truly are. And it's better to leave that nameless. Thank you. Also, people in Austin, for being here with us in Hollyhock, here. Blessings on your journey into yourself, the journey without distance into the now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This concludes lesson 6.